Town of Ruley Committee meetings for May 7th, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off the silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, I'd like you to lead us in the pledge, but before we do that, I'd like to offer a moment of silence for Debbie Berthelot's mother-in-law, Ms. Veronica Berthelot, who passed away over the weekend. And after the moment of silence, Ms. Bourgeois, you can lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember O'Lynn. Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abar.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Nisla.
Here.
Tony Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. I guess we could introduce Mr. Terry Jones, our new advocate, West Side Bureau Chief, right?
And welcome.
I told him there's never any action in our meetings, but he says he knows some smut on us that we can get. He's investigating, so I know. You know, if it's that good, I mean, I'd like to be in on it. All right. Minutes of reading of April 9th are in your package. If there's any corrections or anything, we'll have them on the agenda for next time. Committee reports, Public Works, Orleans West. Orleans West has been on April 10th, the developer's engineer turned in the construction drawings. Unfortunately, they turned them in past the 90-day period that they were supposed to turn them in. So as a result, the subdivision has to be resubmitted for a preliminary plat. Preliminary plat's going to have the five ponds on it that it didn't have before. So that'll come before the Planning Commission on the 23rd. Notwithstanding, the drawings have been submitted to Owen and White. Roy and him have them. We have them. We've commented on them. Roy and him have commented on them. So the process of reviewing the drawings is going forward just like we did have a preliminary plat. So I put together a spreadsheet of what I could remember was some of the comments and sent it out to the world. So to that end, we had a meeting in my office a couple of weeks ago, I guess. Ms. Bourgeois was there, Shane was there, and we met with, Rosa was there. We had met with some of the people in Orleans Quarters to talk about the drainage study that had been done, studies that had been done. And Ted DeBaney, who's a drainage expert, works for Owen and White, was there. And we talked about that and other things. And from that, we know what the questions are. One of the items that came out of that meeting that was a surprise to me was that when the drawings were turned in, they show a bottom elevation of the different ponds, depending on where the pond is located. And they indicated in the meeting that they wanted to dig the ponds deeper than the bottom elevation. Well, the elevation they were showing is where the flow line of the pipe that discharges out into the wherever it's discharging. And so I had a subsequent meeting with the two developers, the two engineers, and myself, and I told them, and Wayne, and we told them that we were, let's put this, I was surprised that there were the ponds would retain water rather than dry up, just like the one we have over there. But much to my surprise, when Wayne and I talked about it in depth, Wayne would prefer if the ponds had water in them as opposed to drying up each time. He feels like it's easier to maintain, less costly, and he can do a better job. That's conditional upon our machinery that we have being able to reach down the slope and be able to do all of the maintenance from the top. At the present time, the slope is a pretty flat slope. It's 3-1, but we only require 1.5-1. So they're going to go back and tweak the slope angle so that if they can reach down with the boom length that we have. And if that happens, then I can live with a pond with water in it. But that's yet to be decided. That's going to still, there's a lot of, there's some information they got to get to us, plus we got to talk about it. So, but the important point is that the, even though we don't have a preliminary plat, the construction drawing reviews are going along just like we did have. Really, we should have one, and then just ask for an extension in the proper time. It would have been granted, because always granted, 90 days is really short. So that's where we are. I haven't heard back from the engineers since we had our meeting. They said they had a draft letter put together responding to our comments. So when I get it, you know, we'll go over it like we always do. Roy and them have to be satisfied, and you know, I have to be satisfied, me and Wayne. So that's where we are. We're moving forward, but you know, can't really tell when things are going to start. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
These ponds, they going to be common property, or are they going to just be a big servitude?
They'll be a servitude. They're going to retain the ownership, and we'll have a drainage servitude.
On the whole thing?
On the ponds.
Right.
Yeah, on the whole thing.
Now, how much water are you talking about holding?
It'll be greater than 5 feet, because they if it's less than 5 feet, then you have to worry about vegetation growing and trees and stuff like that. So it'll be at least 5 feet. But they have the liability. We don't have the liability. Town doesn't have the liability for it.
I wasn't worried about the liability. In fact, yeah. I was talking about retaining that 5 feet in a very dry period.
They've done soil samples, and if the pond doesn't hold water, they're going to line the pond with clay to make sure it holds water. But it will, you know, in a very, very dry period, I'm sure it's going to drop a foot or two. You know what I mean? Just from evaporation. I mean, that's for sure, I think. It's like anything else, when it gets really dry, our ditches are dry, hard.
Yeah.
So. No, it's a good question. I mean, those are the kind of things we talked about. You know, I guess the problem is that I got spoiled with how good that one out there looks. It looks like a golf course. It really, you know, Wayne and them do a great job keeping it up. But that's because it dries up, and it, you know, the grass gets a chance to grow and all. So I kind of had a prejudice in that direction, that it looked so good that I thought all the others would be like it too. But
Town really maintains that one over there.
And let me tell you something. They put on their drawings that they're going to maintain those ponds, and that was my first comment. No, 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 no. The town really wants to maintain the ponds as long as I'm around. And I'll tell you why. Dealing with a homeowners association is a losing proposition. I don't care what homeowners association is, it's a losing proposition. So the way I envision it, is the first couple of years, nobody get too excited because the developers got it. Then after 2 or 3 years, then the homeowner association will take it over, and they say, oh, your dues are going to be $200 a year instead of $100 a year. And they'll say, well, let's not hire that guy to cut all that grass as much as he does. And then we'd have tall grass. We'd write him a letter like we do somebody that's tall grass. They'd ignore the letter. We'd have to go to court and get a court order to cut the grass and take the money that costs it, make a lien on the property. No. I mean, I don't. Can you imagine that thing? If the homeowners association in Ruley Oaks owned that thing, how often they cut it, what it would look like? It would look like a pig pen.
Like the swimming?
No way. Yeah, just like the swimming pool. That's a very small cost for us to have a lot less headaches. It ended up costing us less money by the time we end up mowing the grass. So.
Was there any difference in the retainage volume of the wet versus dry?
Everything is figured from the bottom of those culverts that drain the pond. The detaining of the water is figured to fill the pond up and let it out through those culverts. When it gets down to the flow line of those culverts, then it just stops draining. But everything from the flow line up is what they figure the capacity needs to be held.
So. Roy, what most of them dry or wet or the peak?
It's a toss-up, but like Joey's saying, go to any supermarket or department store that's had those little ponds put in their parking lot. They're nothing but weed beds because they don't maintain them.
No, that ain't going to happen. Well, the former owner of this property promised us that he was going to maintain the ditch. Mm-hmm. And they're unable to cut that part of it. They got to use chainsaws because the trees are so big in the ditch. You couldn't get water through there if you wanted to get a fire.
We would be responsible for controlling mosquitoes also, right?
Yeah, but mosquitoes, you know, we have a mosquito control, and I'm telling you, they come out, they're very responsive, and I don't see that as a big issue. I mean, they come out, certain people call them and claim that on that back patio, the mosquitoes are caused by the water in the culvert in the front ditch across from them. Like in Louisiana, you know, those mosquitoes, they come out of their culvert, they fly all the way across their front yard, over their houses, into their back patio, and that's the mosquitoes that are getting them. So those guys, very patiently, they come out and they spray inside the culvert, and you know, it makes them feel better. So I know they'll come out and take care of us. Anyway, that's where we at on Marlins West. If you have any questions, let me know. Planning and zoning meeting. First item is a variance, Roderick and Sharon Thibodeau. It was reported out favorably by the Planning Commission. What they really want to do is they want to extend their house out 10 feet towards the road, which reduces the front setback from 30 to 20. All the neighbors are in favor of it. It basically just eat up their flower bed where it is now. And they're doing that there for their child, so they can keep her for her whole life there. And there was no one in opposition, and they reported out favorably, so that'll be on it. Is anybody have any questions or comments? Mr. Bruce, are you living in that neighborhood? I don't think
The child is deaf and autistic, and they know that they'll have care for her for the rest of their lives, for sure. And rather than move someplace else, they want to try to do what they can to their existing property.
And the neighborhood is already built out, so there's no way, not much chance of anybody else doing that. And you know, if you look down where it's supposed to be, you can't really tell that. The 10 feet is not going to be noticeable. So, it didn't. I guess I said it didn't have any opposition, but it's up. It'll be on the agenda for next time. Next item is rezoning from R1 to B1, the property on Main Street on Aaron Daniel. Why don't you put the sketch up this time? Put it up there. You can see where Main Street is, and they see the lot 5B. This is two items together, really. One of them is subdividing the property and making the lot, carving out 5B, and the second is taking 5B and extending the transition zoning back another 100 feet to make all of 5B transition. Anything you want to add?
No, that's. I just showed up. Any questions on home?
Again, there was no opposition. In fact, I think I expressed my opinion at the public hearing that I believe it's the best use of the property by far. I mean, you have a non-threatening business there, which is a drugstore, and it's a local person who owns it, and they have a track record of being good neighbors, and people around there, he's talked to them, and they none of them have any opposition there. It leaves open the possibility one day he's planning to build a house back there in that huge lot back there somewhere. So it still leaves that possibility open without any rezoning or doing anything. So.
And he said that he wants to do it that way so that for parking there'd be one way in and then out the other way, so you don't have people trying to back out or come in and out the same way to that property from Main Street. Main Street's on the left-hand side of that door?
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be on the agenda for next time. Anybody, comments, questions?
Yeah, I had heard a rumor that he wanted to build a house for him and his daddy on that lot 5A. Is that correct? I mean, why didn't he just subdivide that now?
He at one time he was considering doing that.
Oh.
And if he does that, he's going to have to re-subdivide the property. He'll have to re-subdivide it to take advantage of a lot not running on a public street.
You see, Landis, one of the things is we're going for a rezoning and resubdivision. Now, if the rezoning fails, he may not go with this because it's a moot point.
Yeah.
If he can't get it rezoned for his, you know, a pharmacy, then he may reconfigure a, the re-subdivision somehow. Oh, I see now.
But I think he's back to, I don't think he's too crazy about putting his daddy back. And that's his personal opinion. That's his personal decision. But if he does, he just has to go out and sort of put down the side, you know, and all that.
The result on the other side is 160 feet, still 280-foot lot.
He told me that eventually he would be able to with the back.
But if you got 160 feet, you could cut, a lot, like this or something. Oh, is it beautiful? And boy, they fixed it up. You been out there lately? Man, it really looks nice. That's a really pretty piece of property. Any comments or questions for us? Okay, that'll also be in the agenda, both of those. Discuss reappointment of Rosa Stelly to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Is that a good idea?
No, that's a very good idea. She's doing an excellent job. In fact, the only thing I'm mad at Mary Ann for bringing it up with Rosa here, because I didn't want her to know we were going to reappoint her. All right, top three derelict buildings, there's a little news on that. A lot of it's good. If you'll notice, the three lines at the bottom, very bottom of the page are closed items. We've moved three pieces of property from either the top part of the in progress, I think it's from in progress. The Woods property on Main Street, the Harris property on Gwynn, and the Martin property on Gwynn. Two of the houses, one is very far along in renovation, one of them is completely renovated, and the Woods property has been cleared to sufficient to take it off the list, so that's very good.
And now it's going to go to being a lot that's not mowed.
Yeah, they don't, yeah, well, I didn't say, I don't know about a lot not mowed, it's going to a lot right now. Yeah, that's, if the grass is tall, yeah, Jamie's, I think he's talking about that, but.
The Wehrmanns?
We're talking about derelict buildings right now, but yeah.
I know, where?
Where the old Woods house was.
Oh, yeah.
Wehrmann, next door to Mr. Preston.
You know, it's like they just kind of quit. They did such a good job tearing the house and shed down, but now everything's stopped.
Yeah, well, Jamie has to contact him for the football grant.
Those two houses on Gwynn Street are doing a tremendous facelift for that whole neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
They look so.
Really, really.
They look great.
They really do. I will be adding I'll be moving the 153 East Main, moving it back up to the top. It's not in progress anymore. It's now need, we need to take action against it. The person who owns the house is not willing to take any action at all, and so I'm unwilling to wait 5 years for that, for this to happen, so. I talked to Tom before the meeting about we're going to initiate an inspection of the house and go through the proper channels. I had hopes that she would come to some resolution with somebody and the property would be owned by somebody who would actually want to take care of it, but that's not going to happen, in my opinion, so we're going to be moving on that. So anyway, that's where we are on that.
What about the Dupuy house, the first house on?
That's a grass, that's not a derelict building house, that's a grass cutting thing.
But our letter was sent.
Every day, Wayne calls Chief, and every day the Chief verifies that the letter hadn't come back. And until the letter comes back, can't do anything.
Personally, sir.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
The owner?
Ain't that boy, Martin.
Oh, you can personally, sir?
Andy, yes, you can.
Can you talk to Jamie about that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Andy Dupuy. Andy lives right next door.
Oh, no, okay. The house is down.
One house down.
In Ms. Martin's house.
And there's a third.
I know Andy Dupuy.
Just got to get, Wayne to notarize the affidavit, but then y'all have got it, but you don't have a copy of the affidavit like anything else.
All that'll do for us is start the 5-day clock, which means we can go out there and mow it 5 days after.
Don't Andy live next door?
Right.
No, Rick Hall.
Two hours.
Yeah, okay.
And you can probably catch him in the evening time, I think he works, but I.
Yeah, I can catch him, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you see.
I'll give the chief tomorrow and get that affidavit.
Yeah. Wayne will do that, yeah.
Okay.
How long these things have to go before I understand it, but it ain't 5 years, I know. All right. Any questions on derelict buildings, comments, whatever? Okay. Let's see. Finance Committee, April bills. They're in your package. Any questions or comments? If you ask a question, you might be in trouble.
I had a question, but maybe the mayor might want to tell y'all what that's about.
Baton Rouge School Board?
Yes, the deal we had with the school, with the West Baton Rouge School Board was that they would pay half and we'd pay half the school resource off, all of the school resource offices. But in the one in question now is the one that was at the middle school. As we all know, he quit. So we marked down the day he quit and we moved it forward to May the 15th and the school board pays in advance. And when I found out about it, I told him to mail a check. David did not demand it or insisted at all, but I think it's only fair. If we did not pay the man the money, then we really didn't get the services that we should have. So this represents the part that they paid for half of him that we haven't cost us anything for.
Is that in the budget for the holding problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a really big adjustment next time. So we're gonna introduce it next time for the following time, but it's gonna be like $250,000. It's a big adjustment. And to the good, I mean. Any other questions? Okay. Next is a resolution on ad valorem taxes. I really don't want to talk about it, but all we got to do this year is pass a resolution not to collect it. We don't have to levy it this year. Next year is an assessment year, so we probably will. But if the council chooses, that'll be done at the same time. You know, it's during budget season, and for the last several years, we just haven't collected it. And I still think it's a good idea. We still have a lot of money in the bank, and don't think it's
what was the discussion last month that we talked about? Maybe we couldn't collect it if we buy it, we passed it. Wasn't there something open about it? No problem.
Debbie knows all about it.
Debbie knows. Head up. Yeah.
Oh, right back there.
No. Ask Debbie. Yeah. If you're not satisfied, come back next week. All right?
Okay. Because Debbie has done a great deal of research.
Okay.
She's come.
Let's put it this way. I've been in office 11 years plus. I've thrown 11 temper tantrums in 11 consecutive years, not understanding this piece of garbage. And finally, I got this gal on the phone the other day. I said, look, all I want to know is what I got to do. She said, just, if y'all don't want to collect it, just pass the rest of it. She's not going to lose anything. You got to levy it next year. So check with Debbie. If you don't get the answer, you won't call Fish. He's still our parish council representative, so he has a fiduciary duty to answer questions like that. Oh, man. All right. Got out of that almost.
Not only that, but he has a county.
Yeah, he's a bean counter deluxe. All right. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, discuss school resource officer recommendation. Jamie's sick tonight, and he asked me to talk about that. We had a meeting, a very, very good meeting today with David Corona and Charlotte Blanchard, Jamie and I, and we discussed at length what the job description would be of the new school resource officer for the middle school. Because frankly, going into budget season, I had just about talked myself into just taking it out of the budget altogether. Since we didn't have nobody, it's been such a hassle. So what we did was we got together and we came to a meeting on our minds. It really wasn't controversial, but we came to a meeting on our minds of exactly how the new school resource officer is going to be tasked to do what he does, and who he's going to report to, and the communication lines, and all this other stuff. Also, Jamie's gotten, he advertised for the job in the Advocate because he didn't get any responses over here. And he had about six or eight applications. Only one of them is somebody that he's interested in David, and David went through all the applications, and he didn't disagree with that. So we plan to have a joint interview, me and Ms. Bourgeois, Jamie, David Corona, and Charlotte, to interview this individual. So hopefully, if this person works out, he used to be a school, he is a school teacher now, he used to be a policeman, so hopefully this person works out and we're comfortable with him, Jamie, I'll have a recommendation at the next meeting. If it doesn't work out, we'll go back to the drawing board. So that's where we at, but...
Do we know when we meet?
He called me this afternoon and asked me if late Thursday, about 3:15 or something like that would be good. It's good for me. He was supposed to send out one of those meeting notice things, but he didn't get it. So, but it looked like Thursday afternoon. The guy teaches, so he's got to get over here soon. Any questions on that? Okay, the next one is a full-time police officer, and from what I understand, he doesn't have any prospects right now as a Roddy.
No, we got one, a good one.
A good one? Okay, well, then the same thing will apply to that. We'll interview him between now and next time. You might have a recommendation for him.
Yeah, he got one. I don't know why he didn't.
Well, that was this morning I talked to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever, that's up to him. I mean, he wants to make a recommendation, you know. But anyway, that's what I know about that. Any questions? We got Ned here. He knows everything.
No. I just know about that one guy.
Well, we're going to be replacing you before very long, right? Because you got that sports car, and you're going to be running up and down the highway, kill yourself.
Yeah, I got two car shows coming up.
All right.
Next weekend and one next weekend.
Jamie likes you to buy. He told me he likes you to buy a car. That way you'll be in debt, and you'll have to stay longer.
That's what I said. I got two more years.
All right. Governmental affairs, anything on governmental affairs?
She got the other.
And we even got an item in here for when governmental officials fool around. It's governmental affairs. So you, obviously other towns don't have that.
There's nothing under there.
Yeah, there's no items on this meeting this month, but we can maybe arrange for something, you know.
Nobody.
What is that guy ran for president? Edwards? Yeah, he should have had one of his. Anyway, other matters, discuss naming the West Side Journal as the official journal. Well, it's going to be a tough fight, but we'll have to discuss it. We have no choice. Louisiana Bison General History Book. Okay, since the agenda was put out, I got a note from a letter from, where did I get it from? Oh, Louisiana, the Historical Association. And they're putting together a book, and they wanted to know if the town wished to make a contribution to the book. Can we do that? We can do that.
The public purpose.
Yes.
We can sponsor.
And they have different levels. Diamond is $1,000 and above. Gold is $500 to $999. Silver is $100 to $500. And bronze is $25 to $99. So
But look what it says. It says any contribution received after May 1st, 2012 will be appreciated, but not,
yeah,
it won't be recognized in the book.
I mean, we would not be recognized in the book, but I don't think that's all we'd be doing. But whatever. If y'all want to talk about it or want to just drop the idea.
Is that the parish history book?
That's Baton Rouge Historical Association History Book Project.
That's the one that lady, Faye Phillips, who retired from LSU.
It's just his parish?
Yeah.
Yeah, West
Baton
Rouge
Parish. Yeah, it's part of Louisiana Bison, but it says
you're the person who most knows most about it.
Got any idea what Addis is doing?
No, it's the first I hear that they ask all governmental entities to contribute. I know they were asking other people.
Well, I mean, we can pass on it. We don't have to do it. I don't think they wait for our money to store it.
No, they're already almost published.
Oh, okay. Well, let's skip it then. All right.
Deadline is June.
Let's see. Oh, and another late bill. Friday afternoon, a guy, I don't have his name here. Yeah, Steve Rogers came by my office, and apparently the Chamber of Commerce is trying to upgrade their annual report. And they're doing that by soliciting for ads. And they offered us an opportunity to have a he calls it a quarter, but it looks like a half a page ad in the book and they would come up with a logo if we wanted them to, and they'd write the article and all the whole nine yards. Just basically rah-rah, brutally, and all that. This thing is supposed to be circulated widely. See, like you showed me, this is the one for the city of Lafayette, for the Lafayette area.
So that would be their new directory?
Oh, Lafayette, the parish government. Yeah, the new directory.
And it includes an online directory.
Yeah, it includes a lot of things, But the problem is, it's $2,000 for 2 years. You pay the $2,000 up front, and it's for 2 years. So I signed up for it, but signed up on the condition that if the council didn't agree with it, then we wouldn't do it.
Don't we belong to the church?
The way he sold it to him, he said, Carol Bourgeois bought one. I said, my God, she's tight as Carol is. He bought one, this thing would really be good, But it is, I'd just like to hear y'all's opinion, or audience's opinion. It's a nice magazine. It's going to be a nice magazine.
When is the magazine circulated?
They print like 2,000 of them, and they distribute them to all their members, and then they'll put it like a stack out here and different places for people to pick them up. So hopefully to sit down and read them and see the businesses and the things in the parish. Now this is I think this one's nicer than one. What I say nicer, it's bigger than the one we got, because this is for Lafayette Parish. They're bigger than we are, but depends on if we want to do it or not. I'm in favor of doing it.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll save our money from the book. Put it on this. What do y'all think? Seriously, what do you
think?
I'm not against it, but I'd like to see us make sure we keep our webpage updated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's a different thing.
Need more money to update that.
We just got to sit down.
No.
You got to give me something to update it with.
Yeah, he's the updater, but he doesn't provide the stuff.
I don't provide the updates.
You got to get past it.
Y'all got to send me the update.
My son pointed out to me, my bio has him age 12. He Googled it the other day. I'm like, okay, I guess we need to update that.
We talked about that.
So what do y'all want to do?
I think that's a good idea, because
we have enough money to budget. I mean, it's under that publications and et cetera. We
that's
have money.
That's a public service.
I just didn't want to spend it without y'all knowing about it. I want to grill y'all here anyway. All right, we'll close the deal. All right, Mayor's report. As y'all probably may or may not remember, we got rid of our janitorial service about a month or two ago. And hired somebody else. Well, they quit on us. And they were bad anyway. I don't think they're going to last long anyhow. But we got lucky. Curtis's wife, Cheryl, stepped forward, and she wanted to do it. And from what I can gather, she's only done it for a few days. And she does a really good job. So, we're very pleased. And so I think she's going to work out for us. We will be smoke testing. Primarily in the Courtney Estates area and around the middle school and in the old part of town on the 23rd and 24th of May.
Sewer lines.
Yeah, sewer lines. Smoke testing sewer lines. We're still looking for the big kahuna. We have a couple of what we think are prospects, and then we're going to just generally try to find it. But we're going to keep trying until we find something. The culverts that we started working on Richard Street are now in the that would be the west side is backfilled with dirt, and it's in the driveway where they enter the property has been asphalted over, so that's a done deal. Just got to let grass grow. On the opposite side, the guy had a concrete driveway, so we put limestone in there, and we're going to let it settle for a few weeks and all, and then put concrete in there. So that job's basically, for the most part, is finished. Did a little bit of paving work on Pecan Street. That's also done. Capital outlay. With the legislature's in session right now, and we need a commitment from the administration before we go to the next step. We're going to have the drawings and the complete design by December. We know that already. We already got the money for that. It's going to happen. The next step is that we would go to bids and bid the thing out and start working. Well, this is, in our case, as in many other cases, I'm sure, you can't go into it and only get appropriated half of what the remaining money is. You gotta get the whole thing, because the first thing you do is tear down the police station. And if you get halfway through in the next session, they say, well, you know, we just don't have the money, so we're not gonna give you that next phase, then you would really be in trouble. So, contacted Regina Barrow and, contacted Karen St. Germain, and they're gonna contact our senator from, senator from LaFouche, Jones.
Troy Brown.
Brown. And we're supposed to meet next week with date, a time and date are not specific, but we're trying our best to meet with Paul Rainwater and his staff next week. And what we're gonna do is just remind them that they gave us some money, remind them that, you know, we've never had one in the town, remind them this, remind them that, and see what they can do. We probably need $2.5 million from them, and we put up the rest. I think that's a little bit high, but anyway, that's what our architect wants to stick with. So we'll see, but we're not gonna, Jamie and I have talked about it, and Wayne and I have talked about it, and everybody and I have talked about it, and there ain't no way we're gonna start until we have some kind of real confidence level that we're gonna finish. Because the last thing we want is to have a torn down police station, a relocated police station, and then sit here for 5 years begging for money. That would be, I don't know how they can promise us, guarantee it, but we'll do the best we can. All right, the air handler in my office died, and so they had to replace it, which caused me to put a new item on the budget that you'll see next week, and it's basically town hall repairs and upgrades. I think every year the town hall is going to be 13 years old this fall. Every year there's going to be, like the AC guy said, this is construction grade compressors and all that put out. So there'll be something, you know, ballast, the different things that are just going to start going out. So rather than just keep taking that out of maintenance, and some, I'm putting a line out of it just for that. So, you know, it's not unexpected. We just got to deal with it. I had two meetings this month on this fire sales tax. Even though it may seem like it's going very slow, we're making real progress. Where there's a lot of data that has to be collected, a lot of questions that are being asked. We don't want to come out with anything until we have something that everybody can live with, and something that we unified on, and something that all the T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted, and hopefully we'll come out with something, I'm hoping this month, but you know, we're not going to rush through it just to get it out there. I attended a body walk at the elementary school, really wonderful thing. It's a bunch of booths they put up there, it's all volunteers that man the booths. And the kids go through different stages of how to, you know, what the heart does, the lung does, and you know, for the lung, they have a little thing where they blow through a straw to simulate if you smoke in. And, you know, when I got there, my grandson, who has a eating disorder, he likes to eat like I do. They were showing him how to eat nutritious foods, you know, like eat apples and oranges and stuff. And he was there. Yeah, right. Boy, this woman's wasting her time. He's six, but he ain't, let me tell you, but if he don't have sugar on it, he ain't interested. So good luck on that one, girl. I appreciate you spunk, but it ain't gonna work. I went to a chamber function that only certain people are invited to, and exclusively, that just happened to be free crawfish there. Don't start with me. Don't start on me tonight. It was all right. And I went to a ceremony at Ruley High School at 7:30 in the morning. They gave out little packages of awards and stuff to students who didn't miss class, and didn't get any detention, and did what they're supposed to do. And when they got walked up there, he says, you know, when I was in school, if you got some of those things, you got a kick in the butt. He said, now we give rewards for it. So I don't think he was too much in favor of it. But anyway, it went well. It was nice. And Desher Battle asked me to sing the national anthem, but I told her I was too busy. I couldn't do it. So she sang it. That's all I got. Any remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
How's our sewer system pumps doing? They doing all right?
Yeah, if you don't have a wad of mop strings about this big, we pulled out this week.
Same pump.
We are totally baffled. Wayne was telling me a couple of weeks ago, he said, man, it's been a long time since we've had any trouble with Venzuela. It's going great. A week later, it had a long run time over one night, you know, and said, man, it must be something in there. It wouldn't prime just a little bit. Sometimes would say, well, let's open it up, see what we got. They pulled a wad. I wish when you come to the office, I hope you see that picture. It's amazing.
What pump was it? Where was it located?
At Venzuela. It's always Venzuela. Venzuela is the one we have trouble with.
The one got mine.
And I'm more and more convinced, I'm more and more suspicious that somebody's coming and dumping in our system in the middle of the night. There's no way that many mop strings, I don't care how much they mop at Brule High and Brule Elementary and all, they can't make that many mop strings. I mean,
get them like that, they most probably coming down the line as a wad.
Yeah.
If they go in there individually, they'll normally get passed.
Sure.
Somebody dumps from a paddy wagon.
If you think about it tomorrow, get Wayne to send that picture to you. You ought to see that. They opened it up. It's just sitting there. I mean, it's huge.
Put a camera on.
Well, we're...
The camera
we're looking into it.
But
I'm going to tell you right now. If we ever catch somebody dumping in that system, there's going to be a lot of visibility. We're going to be calling Terry. I'll be calling the governor. But I'm going to tell you, this son of a gun's going to hang whoever it is. There's no laws that wouldn't be violated by charging with murder. Anybody else?
When we were doing discussing the T&D with Butch and them, the subject was brought up about another out for back ruling, and Union Pacific was doing all this work. And I don't know if it was you or Butch said they were going to contact or had contacted Union Pacific.
This is the deal. We were at that Union Pacific a couple of months ago, had a little show and tell for me and, well, for Pee Wee, but he invited me and the other mayor. But anyway, and at the end of the conversation, the subject of, well, Kevin brought it up. He said it's in our long range plans, hopefully to get rid of railroad track. And we brought it up to them, and they didn't come for that. But they did say at the time that they were doing the same thing for in El Paso, Texas. Same thing. They were moving a railroad track for economic development, which led to the question asked, like, what do we need to do to get this started? I mean, it's such a big elephant. You know, where do we take the first bite? And the guy who was there said, well, the guy you got to talk to is in Omaha, Nebraska. And we're gonna get his phone number and start the dialogue. And I think that happened, and I'm not sure what Pee Wee has done with it yet, but I do need to ask again. But Butch was very interested, and I was at some point, I think it was that crawfish boil or something, and he was talking about it, you know, like how we'd really like to get that going. But it's gonna take, the job that was done in El Paso is done with economic development money from the state and the federal government. So it can be done. But I don't know where it's progressed from there. I should ask, but I haven't asked. I need to ask.
Yeah, because they've already started. When we were down 190 this weekend, Union Pacific's already started.
Oh, yeah, but this is a separate thing. You know, Union Pacific told us from the beginning, I mean, you know, we're not paying for it. I mean, you know, we knew that. I mean, we know, you know, if we want to move your railroad track, you definitely don't pay for it. But I'm not sure how far it's gotten along. I really think the guys who have something to gain out of it the most are the landowners, and that would be Sinclair primarily. And I just don't think it's going to gain momentum unless they really, really get behind it.
So you got other landowners.
Oh, yeah. And you got to have landowners who are not going to want to pay anything or do anything to do it because they don't see a benefit of it. But somebody like Sinclair and, you know, maybe Bubba, you know, put Bubba. But, you know, they're going to have to organize themselves and decide whether they want to do it or not. and it's gonna be a long-term project. It's not gonna happen. Anyway, that's what I know. Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to remind everybody up there, personal financial disclosures due May 15th. Shane's out of town, right?
Yeah, but he's changing.
Yeah, he was asking about it last time. He's aware.
Yeah, I think he's aware.
Yeah, he, Tom.
Shane and I discussed his with him last week, made changes, and he submitted it.
Okay.
Only one I had talked to is Tom.
Anybody else?
I just want to say that we have that on the announcements about the ceremony on May 20th, and we chose that date because three of the plaques being awarded are for church properties, and we asked Father Matt to give us a date from his schedule because Father Matt will be leaving at the end of June. So he gave us the two dates of the May 20th. Huh?
Which Father Matt?
All right, let me fix it. He can make his call. The other Father Matt.
He disappointed me.
Father Matt Dupree gave us times and dates, so that's why we're having it on the Sunday at noon, but the public is invited to that.
See, you're supposed to be, no, you're supposed to, when she said that, you're supposed to say, but Father Matt's not leaving, he's coming. That's what Fish would have said. He was dying back then.
He's behaving himself.
He was dying, they said. Right?
No, I'm not dying.
Announcements, special fire district meeting on May 14th at 6 o'clock. Landmark plaque ceremony on the 20th at 12:15, as you just said. Town hall will be closed on Monday the 28th in observance of Memorial Day.
What's the fire district meeting about?
Every year they,
Do the budget ahead of time?
They do the budget a little earlier than, you know, just that. They always, when we have our regular meeting, they submit it, and then we just schedule a meeting for a couple of weeks later when it's convenient to the council, since they're gonna be here anyway. So just to pass the budget. Do I hear a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Who, Mr. Nielsen, second one, Mr. Abear, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. Aye. Really?
Oh, it's bad.
It's just been sitting there.
On Main Street. When are you working again? If you pass down Main Street, you wait and look in the yard.
Yeah, she was like that when I was 18.